This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
When time is money when it comes to emergency coronavirus relief. I'm David Brancaccio. The Senate has left Washington until September after talks between Republicans and Democrats about another coronavirus relief package stalled. If there is big new aid, people are thinking maybe after Labor Day. Late last month, Jason Furman was part of a bipartisan group that proposed targeting extra federal unemployment money to hardest hit regions and to phase it out, not at a date certain, but according to benchmarks of when the economy improves. Furman is the former chair of President Obama's Council of Economic Advisors and is now a professor at Harvard. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So probably no new package of aid to people during this pandemic, maybe until next month. You know, professors, students are taking an extension on this project. To what extent do you think the lost weeks will matter?
I think, David, that they'll really matter. One of the remarkable things about what happened in the economy is despite a huge amount of unemployment, consumption pretty much returned to where it was prior to the crisis. That happened because of the large infusion of cash. And we're going from a large infusion of cash to absolutely nothing.
All right. So the consumer spending part of all this, you know, starts to dry up just in the coming weeks. In a couple of weeks, you say, does matter. I mean, we won't just catch up after Labor Day if some money comes.
People's savings, by and large, not everyone, but by and large, increased over the last couple months. People didn't spend all of the money they were getting. So there's a bit of a cushion, but that's a cushion that you run through in a matter of weeks, not months. And then you get to the point of evictions, financial distress, concern about the future, all of which will lead to pulling back.
So you're sounding calm in this discussion, but inside you're not calm about this.
I'm frankly shocked that we're now 2 weeks past the deadline. There's no deal. The White House chief of staff is on vacation. The Senate is about to leave. And we're in the worst economic place that our country has been since the Great Depression. And people aren't, you know, staying there working on it. So, you know, I view that as distressing.
Jason Furman, former head of the Council of Economic Advisors under President Obama, is an econ professor at Harvard now. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Now, it's been more than half a year since the U.S. and China signed the first phase of a trade deal, but China is far behind on making good on its promise to buy $77 billion worth of U.S. exports. Now, despite the current Washington-Beijing rancor, top officials on both sides are expected to renew their vows on this. Here's Marketplace's Kristen Schwab.
China's blaming the delay on the effect coronavirus lockdowns have had on both economies. Meanwhile, the relationship between the two countries hasn't exactly been peachy. The U.S. has sanctioned Chinese companies, banned TikTok, and closed Beijing's consulate in Houston. China bit back by closing a U.S. consulate and sanctioning some members of Congress. But both sides plan to repair the Phase One deal because neither country would benefit from the political fallout of a destroyed relationship. The meeting tomorrow will center on how to close the trade gap. China has only purchased 5% of the energy products it agreed to, and imports of farm goods are lower than they were years ago, before the trade war started. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
Interesting. The new numbers this morning show retail sales in July got back to pre-pandemic levels, if you can believe it, up 1.2% in July in lieu of big new stimulus. Some experts are worried sales could drop again. Markets, the Dow is down 114.4%. The S&P is down 0.5%. The NASDAQ is down 0.3%.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
In our ongoing project to think about ways to get the economy we want, not the economy we had, let's turn to Patrice Kunesh, the former director of the Center for Indian Country Development at the Federal Reserve of Minneapolis. She's now development officer at the Native American Rights Fund and has been thinking a lot about the idea of what some call inclusive prosperity.
You know, Indian country is 60 million acres of pretty much locked up capital, right? We want to explore opportunities for bigger, better projects that are under the control and direction and management of the tribe.
I mean, we have to be careful about saying what we're going through now is somehow an opportunity with the pandemic, but do you see it as, at some level as an opportunity to push for policies that might not have been on the table a few months ago?
Yeah, I do. I do see this crisis as an opportunity for innovative thinking. So, for example, the opportunity to use social impact bonds. Investors are willing to raise funds, put money on the table for projects with a positive social outcome. And the real opportunity to provide an investment return to the investor as well.
Would tribes themselves issue perhaps these social bonds, or is the idea that third parties, for instance, philanthropies, do it?
I think both. Tribes do have the capacity to issue bonds, but I'd love to see a private-public partnerships where we could combine purpose with profit.
So it could be you float some bonds and you could build some schools, you could build some wastewater reclamation projects, you could fix some roads.
Absolutely. Think about managing food insecurity and, as you said, access to education. And if we can think bigger and better, we can take on health care, build up not just the access to services, but employment opportunities, really skilled employment opportunities.
Thank you very much. Patrice Kunesh is formerly at the Minneapolis Fed and now at the Center for Indian Country Development. She also appears in our Economy Reimagined one-hour special. Listen out for it on many public radio stations nationwide in the coming days and weeks. I am David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.